for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
And now a star is born. On February 6th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Axl Rose. Axl Rose would grow up to become one of the biggest rockers of all time with hits like this one. Gotcha, because it's also this guy's birthday. Rick Astley, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Rich Dennison. The Senate today voting to acquit President Trump on two articles of impeachment filed by the House.
Fascism.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blasting the Republican-controlled Senate's handling of the trial.
It conducted the least fair, least thorough, most rushed impeachment trial in the history of this country.
Democrats say the president obstructed Congress and abused his powers when he withheld military aid from Ukraine.
You mean like Joe Biden did?
Pressure that country's new
Rich Dennison, like Joe Biden did?
Utah Senator Mitt Romney, the only Republican voting to impeach.
There's no question in my mind that were their names not Biden, the president would never done what he did.
The president has denied any wrongdoing and called the impeachment a scam and a hoax. He's just the third American president to be impeached. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Mitt, this is for you.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
February 5th is National Weather Person's Day. Most people today will be partly to mostly interested with a slight chance they'll acknowledge their local weather person. Taking a look at the 5-day, we'll see a lot of cool down and a total disinterest as we go through the weekend. Happy National Weather Person's Day. Now, here's Chuck with a look at sports.
Chuck is off today, so here with sports, we have Jaquelin Thomas.
Jaquelin. Where's Jaquelin at?
Present.
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 And Deanna.
Oh, yeah.
From Duncan Tomlinson. How about that Mookie Betts trade from the Red Sox to the Dodgers? That was a big one.
That was. Mm-hmm.
Super big.
Yeah.
And then the Red Sox get a interesting young outfielder back and a pitcher from the Twins. And,
And then did that happen? I must have missed it.
Yeah. Well, it would have been bigger news except for the impeachment.
Speaking of sports, though. The Super Bowl.
We can only have, like, one, like, big sports events a week, event a week, and that was the Super Bowl.
And that's, so, like, we could...
did you watch it?
Yeah. We don't watch for the games, but...
We are fun, Greg. Like, we are fun, patriotic.
To be fair, that was like the first one I've watched like all the way through in a while.
We watched for the commercials and the halftime show.
What in the commercials? Did anything...
I liked Google.
Oh, shh. No, you didn't.
You did. You thought that was
you're
so
pregnant
sweet.
Hormonal.
I know.
Shut up.
That's so sweet. We have to disqualify you because
Shut
of that.
It was so sweet.
Oh,
it was
like, you seriously? Know, it's and a you trigger.
Know, okay, so like, you know, like, no. It's not going to end well. Like, you know, you just have this feeling like when the commercial starts out that she's going to be dead.
Yeah.
And like, sure enough.
Of course she is, Google. Did. Like, what a horrible, first of all, you have families, kids, everybody's partying in a good mood. Like, woohoo, America, Super Bowl. Like, let's do this. And then Google rolls out this, like, you're going to get Alzheimer's and
like,
forget
basically, like,
your
the up
life.
The up montage in a commercial.
That was a horrible commercial. Very well done. Very emotional. Like, I'll give them that. But, like, come on. Don't do it during the Super Bowl, Debbie
was,
Downer.
That's good.
I heard there was a commercial at the beginning. I didn't see it. But with a kid who was running, and all of these famous athletes were saying, run, run.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the backstory on it this morning, you know, about this kid who just loves to run. And he's disciplined. He's, like, 12 years old now. And runs all the time, and nobody can beat him. He's fabulous.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see it. I'm going to have to Google it.
I like the one. I like the Chrissy Teigen and John Legend one.
Those are always good.
It was like...
Or the Ellen DeGeneres.
The luxury.
Portia de Rossi.
The one with Chrissy and John, you know, it was all about luxury, and it had, like, this, like, party, and... It came out of, like, this big mansion, but did you know they actually had to, like, Photoshop a helicopter out of it? Like, it was supposed to be a helicopter in the driveway.
Damn.
And then, you know.
Oh, because of the Kobe thing.
The Kobe thing happened.
So you heard about the whole, like, Mr. Peanut that we talked about on the air, the whole Mr. Peanut
Baby
thing.
Nut.
They were going to cancel it because of the funeral scene because of Kobe, but then I guess they decided to play the Baby Nut commercial, which I was underwhelmed
big,
by that.
I think it would be a big reach to be, you know...
People are, what do you mean big reach, Dana?
Well, a big reach to, like, connect, like, a dead peanut to Kobe.
Have you listened to the news and social media?
That's a large jump.
Sensitive people are. They will connect anything to be pissed.
A dead peanut doesn't really have anything to do with Kobe.
They could blame Trump for the dead peanut. They'll find a way to do it.
They blame Trump for the Iowa caucus mess.
That's what I'm saying, Greg. Bring it back to the Super Bowl. Bring it back to the Super Bowl. They, you know, they're,
heavy times.
They're
heavy
blaming
when I get
Trump.
Upset,
his mustache twitches.
I get the Elvis sneer.
I know. Well, you're making my eye twitch over here. But I mean, by
as
the way, go Chiefs. I was rooting for him.
Sipowitz.
We're all right.
You don't have to Sipowitz face.
It was a good game.
Did y'all see the pictures like Richard Sherman and the 5-year challenge? It's like the exact same picture of him when he lost with the Seahawks, and then him when he lost this year.
Oh, and by the way, like that exactly a-hole the same announced that I'm not going to the White House. Well, you didn't win the game.
Well, good thing you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I did see where Beyonce and Jay-Z were like, we didn't mean to make a political statement. We were actually just talking about how good Demi Lovato was and, like, how nervous, you know, Beyonce
we were actually
was
watching.
Like, yeah, Beyonce was like, you know, she knew how that felt because she had performed at the Super Bowl before. And Jay-Z was like, we didn't realize that we would. And they said, like, they would never put Blue Ivy, is that their kid's name?
Yeah.
In that position. Like, she was, like, right there. But anyways, he was like, nope, no statement here. Just got caught up in the moment. Just didn't stand.
Just completely unpatriotic and didn't even think to stand up for the national anthem.
Just didn't stand.
We are that disconnected with the American people that we didn't even realize you're supposed to stand.
Well, let's not forget, they are victims. They
Aren't we all, Greg?
Yeah. I'm a victim. I just haven't decided...
But there was, I was not expect. Okay, so I don't need any backlash from any listeners. Like, don't call me because I don't want to get into some debate
Alabama
with you.
No, Alabama from Georgia is going to call you. Georgia from Alabama is going to call you.
But, like, here's the thing. Like, my Facebook was blowing up with people that were just appalled by the racy outfits of Shakira and J-Lo.
Fine.
And I was like, come on. Like, Monday through Friday on public television, you're seeing America's Got Talent.
Or at, like, the Olympics in, like, swimsuits and leotards.
Yeah. Like,
get over it. Like, I didn't hear anybody complaining the last couple of years when it's been male performers doing sexually erotic things, like, on stage.
I could have gone without the crotch grab from J-Lo.
I didn't see the crop.
But
the crotch
other than that, I thought it was actually, like, pretty good.
And
like,
you know what?
They're, like,
good
both
for
super
them.
Talented.
Well, I mean, there's, like, more strip clubs per square inch in South Florida than anywhere, so they were kind of like saluting
local
industry.
But good for them. Like, if I look, let me tell you something. If I look like that at 50, I'm wearing that outfit everywhere I go. Like, we're coming up here in it.
And you know, well, they're saying that, like, J-Lo. Yeah, they're saying that J-Lo is 50, but even Shakira's, like, 42. It was her birthday that day.
But you see what I'm saying, Rosie? Like, if my body looked like J-Lo or Shakira, like, I'm dropping Stephen off at daycare in it. Like, we are... We're doing it. Going to Baumhauer's in it.
When I spoke at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School at a career day event back about 2002 or 3.
You wore your chaps, your leather buttless chaps. I don't know if you could say the A word on radio.
I think you can.
Assless chaps.
Well, you said it.
No.
It was a test.
Actually, the only time I ever wore anything leather was in L.A. when
kids
I was
are listening.
With Styx.
Styx!
The band.
What? You know Styx?
Tommy Shaw and I and one of the Panazzo brothers, there was a leather shop near... What?
I don't even know if we want to know this story.
Hey, it was really cool. It was very expensive.
Would you have leather pants? Did you put time on?
Yeah.
I would find them uncomfortable.
I had the body for that,
though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had J-Lo's body, like, we'd be rocking it, Rosie. Like, I'm sorry. Like, maybe not the church because I'm Catholic and conservative. Like, I cover it up. This is figuratively speaking, people. I hold by my conservative values here. But, like, stop knocking the woman. It's entertainment. If you don't like it, turn it off and walk away. There's no need
to
post on Facebook.
In the ratings, the halftime show had 4 million more viewers than the game did. 103 million per minute. During the halftime show.
Well, because that's the most interesting part.
You want to know where those came from? Because I can tell you right now.
Your house?
Well, I was watching, but it was Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County right there turning in because they want to see Shakira and they want to see J-Lo.
Oh, I was going to tell you. It was at the Stoneman Douglas on a career day when I was talking about some kid had asked a question about how songs are picked. And I made reference to the then relatively new artist, Sharika.
Stop.
And I could hear the kids giggling. We didn't play Sharika on 101.5 Light FM. But I said, what did I do? That everybody's laughing. And they said, it's Shakira.
But you know that Whenever, Wherever song? Really made you want to, like, take up belly dancing, right?
What do you mean take up? You can ask Jared Robertson right now. I was in the living room.
I mean, I'm talking
about
when I was, like, 13 or 14 and it came out or whatever.
I was doing it Sunday night. Like, I was cooking dinner, dancing to my Shakira in the living room.
Jacqueline, your hips definitely lie.
My hips were lying, and there was a lot of belly dancing going on, but it wasn't like Shakira.
Here's for you from Miami.
Shake those maracas.
Okay, we have Randall on the line.
Hey, y'all. Man, y'all make they go by. And no, I love him telling the story. I'm being honest. That's what it got me through 3 tough years. I mean, them stories is what got me by. I mean, a lot of times. So, yeah, don't ever pause them because you never know what you're going to get. Yeah, I mean, one story leads to another. And next thing you know, you done went around the United States. Yesterday, I was going to say, because I don't want to bring up the app besides this, but yesterday when Mr. Blackman called in, you couldn't hear him, but he said we must be on the hour app.
God, that would have been funny. I'm laughing 24 hours later.
Coming from him, he nailed it dead on target. But I'm just asking this to all four of y'all. Do you think that halftime? Because I did not see, I didn't even see the game. But just listen to people talk, and then if you just put it up there, because I heard about the kids in the cage, and I heard about her grabbing a crotch. Is that not? Are they trying to bait people in?
And that was the thing. Was there a hidden statement there?
Okay.
With the kids?
Let me just tell you, Randall. I am a Shakira fan. I'm a J-Lo fan. I'm from South Florida, so I was watching it, like, intently. I did not see the kid in the cage reference until
the next morning when Facebook was stretching and people were posting.
I didn't either. I thought they were cool little, like,
I thought they were
orby
cool little
things.
Light up globes.
Yeah.
And okay. That's how I took it, but that's because, like, I consider myself a rational human being, and I'm not looking to be offended by everything in entertainment. Like, I did not...
Yeah, I mean, they, like, wave the flag, but, I mean, okay, like, cool. Like, but, they wave their flag.
But if you know anything about Shakira, and you know anything about J-Lo, and you know anything about South Florida, it's a Latin population. And J-Lo was representing herself and her home country. I didn't see it as a political statement. I didn't see kids in cages. I saw little girls that were having a great time singing with J-Lo and Shakira. I didn't see, like... a political statement.
I'm so glad to hear that. But what do you think? Do you think they trying to say since we don't, you know, conservatives don't care about Donald Trump saying grabbing women across, that she done that to see what?
I don't know.
Else would say?
I don't. I think it was like okay. A dance move.
I think that okay. It's just being.
It looked to me like a metaphorical.
But, like, you see dudes do it all the time.
So, like, I see no difference in Michael Jackson grabbing his crotch and Shakira grabbing his crotch.
You see dudes doing it all the time.
What? This has been... Randall, thanks for the call. There are children present, so I'm going to behave.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there are things that were done that maybe looking back on it were a little distasteful from an entertainment standpoint because there are children watching. But at the same time, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, the gall of them to have them up there in the stripper pole and her outfits and this, that, and the other, but then you allow your children to watch primetime television. Because the exact same behavior that you see during the Super Bowl with entertainment is the exact same behavior that you see on primetime television on the majority of shows.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought
you don't get it both
fine.
Ways.
I thought it was fine. Like, I think, you know... If you have to communicate to your kid that a public crotch grab is not appropriate,
then that's a conversation you should have had before the Super Bowl.
We have to take a break here for your local news and weather. We'll get an update on the roads from Skipper downstairs. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house at 272-9228, and everything is on the table. The impeachment vote is over. Pierre Delecto voted guilty on the first charge, not guilty on the second, and he's got a great explanation for it. That we'll get to in just a minute. 418.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
License number 84417.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weeknight at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. The governor also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new football stadium. It'll be located at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. That stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church in downtown Montgomery. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. It's the oldest church building in the capital city. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Potent storm system gives us the risk of severe weather, especially through the overnight hours tonight. Showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out a tornado and also some locally excessive rainfall amounts in some of these heavier downpours. Breezy tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, more rain in the forecast with a high in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler behind the storm system on Friday. Keep our weather app handy. It's going to be your best friend during this storm situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Just take a look outside and the sky reflects what the radar is showing. It's light to the north, and the further south you look, the darker it gets, and that is where most of the weather is right now. We're just getting skirted by light rain on the north end of this big system, but this is not the end of it. There is more coming. As we widen our view out to the west a little bit, there is another band that will absolutely be coming through. I'm going to guess at the speed this thing is moving, probably before 6 o'clock. In case anybody's wondering, when we have weather situations like this, we do not ask you to come and join us at social events like Bomb Hours. We are not going to be gathering there tonight, in case you were wondering. But you're welcome to go. We just don't like people asking people to venture out in dangerous weather to join us at an event. At 423,
we're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier, Highway 31 and 14 up in Prattville. That's going to be just up from the hospital near the Old Country's location. Use caution there. We got an accident on Taylor Road. This is going to be just past Halcyon Park Drive.
Use caution there. We got another accident on the ramp to Perry Hill Road on I-85 northbound. Watch out for that one. And we've got an accident on the Eastern Boulevard right at Vaughn Road. That's an earlier one. Should be out of the way, but use caution there. We're busy everywhere in town right now. Please buckle up and drive safely. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jeff Sessions issues a statement on the impeachment vote. 52-48 on the first article, 53-47 on the second, with Mitt Romney voting with the Democrats. And I've seen more than one political columnist congratulate him on his political suicide. Sessions said the Democrats' partisan impeachment charade has been a national tragedy. And the Republic's 243-year history, the House has only twice undertaken and approved articles of impeachment against a president, and then only with clear and compelling evidence. Clinton had 11 crimes. He flat-out lied to the American people. And it ended up damaging the Republicans a lot more than it did the Democrats. Ask Newt Gingrich about that. 426.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
At Aaron's, we believe in the magic of wintertime warmth. The magic that comes from good people out there, always helping others, working hard, and providing for those they love, no matter what. So why are there so many stores unwilling to work with some good people? Just because your credit isn't the best doesn't mean your TV or refrigerator can't be. That's why at Aaron's, we work with you. so you can get flexible lease-to-own plans that fit your budget. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Wednesday on Happy Hour, so Delk and Tomlinson are in the house. And Jay Quellen is... We had played just a little thing from the Trump's... I think that what they called the deplorable choir.
I think so. I think that's what they're called.
And you had heard this one. You're pretty sure there's no nasty words.
Like
in
I don't think there is.
Well, we have the dump button handy. If there is, this is a song about impeachment, sung to the tune of Harper Valley PTA.
Time to impeach the Congress. Heck yeah, we ain't putting up with this anymore. Harper Valley PTA style. To tell you all a story about a billionaire who ran for president.
They're pretty cute.
Yeah, before he was indicted, Democrats were all screaming, impeach him.
I've heard it a couple times.
Yeah.
And that Russian collusion hoax, so Mr. Mueller couldn't even find.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Loser. So they move right on to Ukraine. Do they think we are all completely blind?
Yeah.
They were sure surprised when Donald J. Trump walked in and took over the room. And as I'm sitting here, I swear I can still recall the words he had to say. He said, I'd like to address this impeachment of the Congress USA. Get him, Donald. Well, there's Eric Swalwell still swearing it was just a coffee cup. Shit, the light is. Can you tell us what happened at the Standard Hotel?
Yeah, what's up?
And Pelosi, can you tell us exactly what your son does in Ukraine?
Yeah, there is that.
Ooh. And shouldn't Hunter Biden be here? Seems there's a lot here to explain.
Yeah, why wasn't he allowed to be called as a witness?
Now Schumer creeps crying at the poor execution of this ruse.
Aren't they adorable?
I love them.
No, they really are cute. And, you know, that seems to be a thing with conservative women. They just are. They're naturally happy.
It's because we're winning. We're just sick of winning. Everybody's winning.
We're not sick of winning.
We're going to win so much. I remember those words, that you're going to be sick of winning. We're just sick of winning.
We're not sick yet.
Nope.
No. And we won't
sick
be.
Of winning. We're just so happy.
434. What women and men want for Valentine's Day. And a couple of legal situations we would like your opinion
on. If anybody wants a divorce, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
That we can.
They have now announced their uncontested divorce fee at Delk and Tomlinson. If you just need to get something legally taken care of, and there's nothing in dispute, right? Am I describing
right? Well, I mean, I'm not saying that listeners are in unhappy marriages, but some people may still be divorced to some. I mean, still be married to somebody, and they've been separated for them from a long time, and just haven't gone through the process of getting a divorce because they couldn't afford it. You know, so there's situations like that too.
And if you'd like more information, call 819-4810 for a consultation.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 435, let's see how our roads are moving with all this rain we've had this afternoon and lots more on the way.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have no new accidents to tell you about at this time, but we have a couple of old ones that could be in the cleanup stages, might be out of your way, but use caution in these areas. In Prattville, three-car pileup in front of Bo Evans Realty, East Main and Prattville. That should be out of the way. Taylor Road at Merriweather Circle could still be a problem, but that one should be in the cleanup stages as well. Around the city right now, we have got a lot of congestion on the boulevard at all the major intersections. I-85 and 65 running busy, as well as Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road is very congested. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lynn's Creations, 285-1000.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. The governor also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church in downtown Montgomery. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. It's the oldest church building in the capital city. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony for a new football stadium. It'll be located at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. That stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Potent storm system gives us the risk of severe weather, especially through the overnight hours tonight. Showers and thunderstorms, some of the storms possibly severe with damaging wind gusts. Can't rule out a tornado and also some locally excessive rainfall amounts in some of these heavier downpours. Breezy tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, more rain in the forecast with a high in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler behind the storm system on Friday. Keep our weather app handy. It's going to be your best friend during this storm situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Asian Guy with a Common Cold.
Mr. Asian Guy with a Common Cold.
Everyone is so paranoid about the coronavirus, they get all weird when you start coughing. You grew up in America. You've never even been to China. In fact, you're not even Chinese.
These people are so ignorant.
Your name is probably something like Steve or Brian.
You're as American as apple pie, yeah.
But when you start wheezing, people take a step back and put on a surgical mask. You're totally fine, but they don't care to find out. Oh, presumptions of potential patient zero. You're Mr. Asian Guy with a Common Cold, a real American hero.
Mr. Asian Guy with a Common Cold.
Ah, just tell him you have SARS.
Yeah, that was the, with all the stuff going on this morning at the ER, and walking in there and seeing so many people wearing surgical masks.
It's kind of frightening, right? It's like being at the casino.
It was like being at the ER in, what's that Chinese city?
Hoo-ah!
Whatever it is.
Wuhan.
There's a, by the way, a conspiracy theory. Maybe we'll get into this with Terry Adams tomorrow. Huge smog over that city where this coronavirus began.
Mm-hmm.
And the of course, you can't trust a thing the Chinese wiener media tells you because it's all state-run. But apparently, they have been cremating bodies at such a prolific rate that the smoke from the crematoriums is creating a smog layer over
that town. Stop.
Yeah.
Well, so you know my dad goes over there quite a bit, and he came home the day that the first outbreak of an American was, I guess, publicized. And so we went through the whole, like, incubation period. He's fine. By the way, my dad does not have the coronavirus. My dad's a very private person. He had to make a public Facebook post for all of his friends and family because people were so concerned. They were calling, texting, Facebook messaging, like, are you okay? Do you have the coronavirus? And he was like, no, people, like, I was 1,700 miles plus from where this happened. Like, I'm fine. But yeah, people panicked. Well, I heard there was a conspiracy theory over that it was a lab-created disease. Did you see that on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. You're always going to... Well, it is one of the leading pathogen development centers in China, that particular city.
Did you also see that on the back of Lysol, though? It kills it? Like, if you look at a Lysol bottle, it's like, it's on there, coronavirus.
Really?
Yes. So, like, Lysol. Just public service announcement. It is. It should be on there. Here, I'll grab it.
I have a can of... Yeah.
Yeah, we got lots of, but me, I've been dealing with this for 10 days now, and I'm still looking, improvement is slow. This credit.
You're looking peaked.
Do I?
Yes.
I would rather you lie to me. I'm a guy. Lie to me.
Well, I mean, maybe like
tell
next
me lies,
week.
Like Fleetwood Mac says, tell me lies, sweet
tell
little
me
lies.
Sweet little lies.
That would be really nice. 444 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, now I have... you try to do something nice, and you end up screwing it up. Put a post up for Miss Ritterbottle on Facebook, and...
Is Miss Ritterbottle awake?
Yeah. Yeah. So how do I untag somebody?
Go to the little three dots.
Yes.
Edit post.
Edit
at the
post.
Top.
Okay.
I gotta get click rid of up the... there. See her name.
Yeah.
Okay, see where it says tag friends? See if that'll highlight. And then click on the little X.
Boom. Wow, it's just like helping Grandpa through Facebook. I've done that before, but I've had to do it so rarely. Okay, apparently what happened was Facebook's facial recognition, it's a picture of the two of us, identified her as somebody else.
Awkward.
Yeah.
A doppelganger.
So there's two. Oh. What does that say?
It says human coronavirus on the Lysol. Like, I don't know the label on yours, but it is on.
It's probably an old can.
Yeah, it's on there.
What does it say?
It has, like, that it kills it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, so just use simple Lysol. Like, everybody can stop panicking.
I'll spray you down, Greg.
Wash your hands and use Lysol, disinfectant spray. You can get it at Walmart, Target, CVS, Publix.
This place, this radio stations are petri dishes with microphones and computers. That's pretty much it. Because Rich has got it now. Jay's had it for like 2 weeks. The boss started showing.
For clarification, not the coronavirus.
Oh, no, just the crud. What's commonly described by doctors as the crud. Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars has some great selections under $10,000. If you need a car for a new driver in the family and you want to put them in something that will give you reliable driving miles but protect them in case they make that first mistake, there's some great options. A 2004 Volvo V70 at $4,800. It looks brand new. A 2009 Mercury Mariner 14, that's got some muscle on it. And 87,000 miles on a 10-year car. That's incredible. Only $6,900. And that Ford Focus, it's beautiful. 2009 Ford Focus, $4,800. Everything in this category of cars under $10,000 has been vetted by the Ingram Mechanics. Ready to deliver reliable driving miles. That 2014 Juke, that is a great little SUV, and that's under 10 at Jack Ingram. We are six-time purchasers, so I would never say, hey, go spend money at a place I don't. No, we love them. We love tip. We've always gotten a great deal and been able to upgrade our vehicles in a timely fashion without sending our... In fact, we've lowered our combined payments with newer vehicles over the last 2 years. I don't know how they do it, but they do it at Jack Ingram. By the way, if you had credit problems... Greg and that finance department there, they've got over 20 programs. One of the fastest way to rebuild your credit is to get a vehicle, pay the loan on time, and watch your credit score go up. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can browse by price, by type of vehicle, brand name, any way you want at jackingram.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedule. Or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Oh, I'm trying to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
As the Fox Business Report.
Stocks closing sharply higher as Wall Street continued its rebound from a sell-off sparked by the coronavirus as investors' fears fade. With the Dow rising 483 points, the Nasdaq up 41 for a new record close, the S&P 500 up 37 for a new record high. And GoPro stock is a no-go in after-hours trading after the digital camera company reported disappointing revenue and earnings. Its shares are down around 13%. And Qualcomm shares rising in the extended session after the chipmaker's quarterly results topped Wall Street estimates. minutes. And a holdout in the breakfast space emerges. Wendy's unveiling a start date for their new breakfast menu, March the 2nd. In September, the chain announced it would take its breakfast program nationwide, which it currently offers at around 300 restaurants. Items on Wendy's breakfast menu include the breakfast Baconator, Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Kathryn Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's 4:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Duncan Tomlinson in the house and Andy Griffith on the TV because I was getting upset earlier. And haven't I changed a lot?
You've come around.
There was like an issue there for a minute.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. A week from Friday, there's always surveys and stuff to discuss. Now, I know that you promote love.
We do.
But when it's not there, you are very good at helping send people down a new path.
We are.
And not just on the legal end. You know, it's funny, we talk about how you are great advocates for men in divorce situations, but the women clients of yours that I have met.
Well, thank you.
Just sing your praise.
Well, and so, Greg, we don't just do divorces. We do a lot of things.
Well,
but yes, we...
I think you should come to the hospital so that Roz and I can get our will done.
Well, I'm not going to come right now, because, that's...
Well, we'll be in the same room.
But, why? Yes, we would be happy to do your
wills. We do wills, power of attorneys, living wills,
all sorts of good stuff.
Because if I don't get better, I may be...
You're not going anywhere.
I may be shacking up with her. And
you need to just stop that stinking thinking and, like, you're fine. Like, you need to take
stinking thinking. This is a 12-step meeting now.
You have to, like, take a couple of days and, like, a hot bath and, like, not come to work and
Greg, we've never been
chill.
To a 12-step meeting. Do we
and
talk about stinking
Georgia.
Thinking?
And go to Georgia.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, like, you and Roz
relax.
Need to, like, go to Georgia for a couple days and, like... Take some vitamin C and some hot cocoa and, like, chill.
Maybe we could go there and campaign for that fat-ass Stacey that still thinks she's the governor of Georgia. What's her last, that pathetic?
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
I think you need to have, like, a good solid 48 hours of no political talk whatsoever.
Exactly.
Or television.
Here, Stacey.
Or social media.
Have another plate of wings.
You need, like, a social media fast. For like 48 hours. No politics, no social media, just Roz.
I've been putting important things up all afternoon.
But those important things will be back. Like, yeah. And trust me, there will be a new conspiracy in the next 12 hours since today's was a no-go.
Things about Roz are good. You can put things up about Roz.
I love, so many people have taken the time to care on Facebook, and I'm grateful. Ah, Ben Atkinson, God bless you, man. Nice to see your name there. Jesse Lynn. Jesse Lynn, she's in the Rich Thomas category of...
Adorable.
Like you two are. At 4:53. By the way, we will probably be on the air early in case you missed Rich's phone call with us last hour. There is some really heavy weather coming. And unfortunately, one of the most likely arrival times is overnight, possibly between 4 and 6, if that's the case. I will be here. And you know how it is when you're sick. If I do end up in the hospital, and it's been a long time, I don't feel like seeing people. When you're feeling lousy, the last thing you want to do is feel like you got to entertain folks.
Of course.
So I am here because Mrs. Ritterbuttle said, do it. Plus, we have the home support with our beloved friend Terry.
You have a network.
And Shondor, so we got it all covered. And, of course, both of us are most worried about who? Mange DeWeenie and Mr. Gubb. Madge Dewaney is the smartest little dog. When there is, like today, there was a good crack of thunder around, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock. He was in the bathroom behind the toilet.
Yeah.
He's in his safe place.
Yeah, yes. He knows, but that is, you know, if it hits the fan, that's one of the safest places you can be, and that little guy knows it.
Because he's so sweet.
He's high engine, too. It's a thing with us Speedells. Sweet and handsome. 454, last minute comment here on this. I mentioned this Valentine's Day survey. The number one gift that women want for Valentine's Day this year is chocolate.
Roses. Really, chocolate?
Chocolate?
Wah, aim wah. Higher, ladies. Aim higher.
Set the bar a little higher.
Are you coming
higher.
In next week?
Yeah, we'll be here.
All right, if I'm not dead, I will bring
you. You are not going to be dead.
Actually, I won't be here.
Oh, I know you won't. I'll be here. I'll see if maybe Amy can come with me.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
She's not. I'm not
Amy.
Replacing you, Dana.
Amy Winthorpe?
It's fine. Not bitter about it at all.
Dana, nobody. Amy Hampton, if you're listening, which I know she is.
Oh, Amy of the Hamptons.
Yes. Amy of the Hamptons.
I love Amy of the Hamptons. She's good.
So Dana's going to be taking a little time.
All right. But chocolate. For Wednesday afternoon, I'm so sorry you won't be here.
No.
Because it's the best thing for a woman who's with child.
We will hold over some salt and vinegar.
Did you tell Greg
that.
Where you're going?
Chips for
Have you.
You
told Greg where you're going?
I'm going to Chicago.
Yay!
Wow.
So, here's the thing. We needed a baby moon, right? And then my husband was just, like, too scared to, like, take us to the Caribbean with anywhere. It was Zika, and then,
they
like,
were going to go to China.
And then I want to go somewhere to... somewhere tropical, but he was like, God, what if something happens? And then, you know, they like take you for ransom on the hospital, and like they, you've got to pay the $20,000 before they'll
He's
do anything.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
What could go
and then
wrong
so
we, in
we're,
Chicago?
We're going to Chicago. I was like, my family was like, fine, okay? Like, we'll go somewhere else. Like, it's fine.
She's going to wear her MAGA hat and Subway.
A great Subway sandwich shop.
It was like a thing.
Can you go and take a picture in front of that Subway shop for me, please?
So, well, I mean...
I'll let you borrow my MAGA hat because I know you don't have one.
Wasn't that around this time a year ago?
Yeah.
So cool, yeah.
But yeah, so Dana's going to Chicago next week.
Yeah, so like the high is like 33 or something. Really stupid.
I want you to deliver a pizza to the office. Have them overnight one of those pizzas.
Those are the most overrated.
I've never had a Chicago deep dish pizza.
If
never.
First of all, you can get one at Food Outlet. It's called Uno's. You can get one at Food Outlet.
I have had Uno's before, but like not in Chicago.
The pizza you want, Chicago. And I've got a listener.
Is there a good deep dish in Chicago that you would actually recommend?
It's,
that's a safe neighborhood.
What they do is they put a 10-pound pan in front of you that's mostly bread. That looks like this giant thing that's you're going to need a shovel to get all the toppings and everything else.
You know, the last pizza that I had was the pizza place that they brought up here.
So good.
You know what? The place that I recommend there isn't in that downtown. That's tourist trap stuff. It's on the southwest side of the city. It's called Palermo's. And one of our listeners went and checked it out on a trip up there and came back and verified that it was the best.
Is it pizza or what is it?
And I know the secret that they have. Palermo's. I don't know if they're still on 63rd Street or where they're at these days because things have a way of moving away from murder zones in Chicago, so you'll have to check
Greg,
that out.
Greg, don't get us murdered.
No, I'll tell you where to avoid. It's real simple. I'll give you a list. I've done it for many others. Your CBD store is...
Don't get us killed.
The place to go for... solutions to lead a better and healthier life. CBD products. Look, I'll give you one rule of thumb. Don't buy CBD products from a place that doesn't specialize in them. Don't buy CBD products from a place that can't answer the most basic questions. At your CBD store, they sell the SunMed product line, ISO tested for standards, and the best on the market. Even better, at your CBD store are Marissa and Lori, who can answer any question you might have and recommend whatever one of the products might be the best and easiest solution for reducing pain, for relieving anxiety, for helping your pets. Isn't that right? How's your little guy with the separation anxiety?
He's good.
Yeah, good boy.
He's still, you know,
Don't
a little
yippy
white dog.
Well, they can help with those symptoms, and I get as many compliments about the way they've worked for pets at the CBD store products as I have for people. Any questions you have, they can answer at your CBD store, 8852.